This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
I decided to give this young lady an opportunity to clear her name and to state for the record that she is refuting the claims of this guy, Faller. And again, to hear him tell the story, and these are court documents that he's filed. You apparently show up on dates and just start rattling off about your sex life, which, I mean, I've never known a woman. I mean,
no woman ever.
No. And besides that, I mean, it's not been my experience in many, many years of being a man that women want to talk about their ex as much at all on a first date.
No, not at all. All
right. So, you know, I guess technically speaking, since your divorce was rather dramatic, he could have known about it. You think he did research on you before you went out on a date?
He absolutely did research on me. He came up to me at a public event that I was volunteering at and knew everything about me. He knew everything about me. He knew about the post. He knew that I was Joe Mullen's ex-wife. He knew everything about me. I think that he thought that I had money or was something that I wasn't. I wasn't a Mullins. I was married to Joe Mullins. That was my connection.
Yeah.
But he knew everything. And for him, he went online on Neil Gordon's post in Augusta Today and said that if he would have known about the pictures that were sent out about me, he would have never asked me.
Well, he says in the very first meeting that you told him about that.
Yeah, exactly. But he went online and said
that
when the feds came to his house.
Why would the feds know anything about that? Because the feds, that was a divorce court proceeding in local divorce court.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been sealed?
It was sealed. I agreed to being sealed.
That's fine. No problem. That's fine. But so, I mean, he's either lying about that or the feds are lying to him. Maybe the feds are lying to him. Who knows? This was crazy. This is nuts.
Makes sense.
No, it's...
And he actually texted me the other day and told me that he spoke to my attorney and that my attorney would not represent me. And I have the text messages right here if you want to see them. And he said, I spoke to your attorney, Hudson. He didn't say David. I thought he was talking about Chris Hudson, Scott Hudson's the
brother.
His brother. After reading this about David Hudson, maybe he's talking about David, but he said, I spoke to him and he will no longer represent you. I've got the messages right here. I've never spoke to Hudson. Never.
Well, Neil reported that I was saying that he was going to take the case pro bono, which is ridiculous.
I don't understand the lies or why it's gotten this far.
Well, again, just to refresh your memory, or not your memory, but the listeners, Kim is named in this ridiculous paperwork that's been filed as the motive for me attacking Faller, which is, again, hilarious because how many hundreds of nefarious characters, politicians, convicts, whatever, have I attacked through the years? Did I have an affair with all of their girlfriends or ex-wives or whatever? I don't know what the hell, what he's trying to suggest.
Since before I've even known you, before Joey ran for office, you've been going after politicians and judges and everyone that does wrong in our community.
What, specifically, just to show you, Kim came to me because she was angry and worried about our family court system, and rightfully so, based on what I saw, and saying, look, this is what was done to me, and look at what they're still trying to do. And this is when I was told what Joe had done to her during their marriage, which was absolutely horrific.
And you were reporting on guardian ad litems?
I was, and also reading from the documentation.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I did, though, was tell you, Kim,
get in line.
I am so sorry. God bless you. But unless you want every detail of this coming out, you're just going to have to, you know, bite your lip here. And I said, if this guy were a public figure, I could do something on it, but he's really not. And at this point, this is just Austin jumping into a divorce case.
And
well, lo and behold, guess what?
He ran for office.
A year and a half later, I'm at Hilton Head, and I get word that he had filed. And I think didn't I reach out to you from Hilton Head saying, did you know about this?
Yeah, you did.
And what did you say?
And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is when he was going to run for a state house here in Georgia. So here's a guy that you're his ex-wife. Excuse me. He's your ex-husband. You share two children together. You're seeing each other constantly with the kids. He was still living in Augusta at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't tell you that he was about to run for office.
No, I didn't know.
I went to him immediately and said, you remember me, because I had been friends with Frank for years. And oh, yeah, no need to say that. That's not, no, that don't. Anyway, bottom line, he dated somebody that I knew, and I'd known Frank. I'd known Frank for years, his brother. So I told him, I said, Joe, if you run for office, I am going to take everything that I have on you, and I'm going to go public with it, because we don't need people like you in office. What you did was awful. It was terrible. It stinks. And if I were her daddy or her brother, I don't think you'd be standing here right now. That's a true story. That's a true story. I said, I can't believe what you did to that woman. And I had that conversation. You remember where I had that conversation with him? At Greenbrier Elementary's open house.
Open house. That's right. You went up to open house.
I sure did.
Because he came in with the name tag. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah.
And I couldn't understand why he was so hard-headed about it. But I gave him all the opportunity. He just kept barreling straight through. And he ends up spending a hell of a lot of money to come in a distant third in that race. Love it. And then he goes down to Flagler. God bless him. I did my best. I tried to tell him what was going on. I think they have come to regret that move. But bottom line in the whole thing, that Faller gets in bed with this guy and gets an affidavit from him saying, I don't know what I may testify to here, but I can say that he threatened me. Well, where's the threat? I just read on the air the only note that I've sent to Joe Mullins in years, and there's no threat there. It was a reminder that he needs to tell the truth or he'll face the legal consequences. Now, I have a theory in all this. I believe that Joe told Faller that there was some settlement. And I think Faller thought, oh, well, this will be easy. If he's going to settle with an idiot like Joe Mullins, man, when I walk in all prepared with stacks of legal paperwork and all this legal BS that I can pile up, and God bless him, he can pile it up. Oh, they'll settle with me in a heartbeat. Uh-uh. Ain't happening. And in the meantime, I was trying to think of an angle that I could go after Faller for. And I don't know at this point that I have to show that he's damaged me. Right now, I'm smelling like a rose in this. You're not. And granted, my family's not liking it either. Don't get me wrong here. But right this minute, my reputation versus his, he looks like an unfleshed toilet full of you know what.
But at the end of the day.
Well, you know, again, because I'm in the position that I'm in, these things do happen. I've had all kinds of ridiculous things said about me in the past. My wife, when she and I started dating, her father was a Georgia State Patrolman, her stepdad. I promise you, if I had been any of the things that Ryan B. or anybody else was ever trying to say about me, that man and her family would have taken me out a long time ago. They don't play. Unfortunately, it's part of being a public figure, and that I get.
But I'm not a public.
I know you're not. No. I know you're not.
And you're the
reason again that Neil Gordon ought to be ashamed of himself, for dragging you into this. Faller's initial paperwork just said Paramour. It didn't say anything about anybody else. Didn't say, and God knows who could have been. And you know, I gave him a little bit of credit for that. But this latest baloney, whoo, no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sent Neil Gordon a message and told him that when all of this comes out, the only thing I want is a public apology to my family because this is ridiculous and what it's done.
Well, I hope it's been worth it to Neil. He got 6 subscriptions. He's lost several friends that I know of, and I'll never do business with him again. I don't understand for the life of me how he wasn't the least bit concerned that the Chronicle and the Augusta Press had both said, oh, okay, well, here's the lawsuit. We're going to leave the specifics out because they're refuted. And, you know, if it's true, I guess it'll all come out in the lawsuit. Right. Well, he didn't. because he wanted to score his hits. And you got to give him credit. He did. He scored his hits at your expense and mine.
At my expense.
And I'm so, so sorry.
And my children, which I don't. He's got a child. Like, I have daughters that are looking up to me.
He's got children. He knows better than that. I thought he did. I was wrong. I'm sorry. He doesn't know better. I'm sorry. I wanted you to have the opportunity to state for the record that this did not happen.
It did not happen, and I never said that to Jim.
I know. But you know, Joe knew all this was coming. Did he warn you?
He did the day that it came out. Actually, because I didn't know that it was
the day
out.
That Neil Gordon's report came out, where it named you.
Yeah,
he warned you that day.
That day.
What a sweetheart of a guy. my daughter's mother is a nice lady, and I would to this day defend her honor if I had to. I can't imagine what in the world that man. This is the depth of depravity and backstabbing, and I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. He knew what was going on. He didn't warn you. He didn't tell you anything about it. And he's gladly cooperated with Fowler, thinking he's going to hurt me. Well,
I can't say anything bad about it.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm not asking you to say anything bad about him. I'm not asking you to. I'm just trying to let everybody understand what happened here. This is nuts. Yeah, wrapping this up with Kim Mullins, and I again apologize to her. I thought long and hard about having her on. Then I asked myself what I would want if I were in her position. And she agreed. I didn't have to twist her arm. You've been telling people since all of this mess came up that you were going to do whatever you had to do to, you know, correct the record and stand up for the truth. And you've done that today. And I appreciate you doing that. Kim, you have been dealt an incredibly bad hand in a couple of different ways. And I applaud you, having been through divorce and shared custody of a child. It can be tough. But the thing that's unusual about your situation is that, again, I always identified her as my daughter's mother. And if I ever did anything that would hurt her, that'd be like hurting my daughter. My daughter adores her mother, and your children adore you. And that's the thing. Huck was on my son's basketball team a couple of years ago, and he's a little bit younger than Bo, and he's a small guy. And I got the biggest kick out of watching him play because the kid doesn't know. And by the way, this is completely the fault of having two big sisters that pick on him because he fights back. Bo doesn't fight back because Bo's sister grew up in a different house than he did. Bo has not had an in-house sibling. My wife and her sister, you don't ever want to brush up against either one of them. They'll kill you where you stand because they fought with each other. They were their own training. You know? It's funny. She's got a little sister who's had some issues, maybe not standing up for herself sometimes. But Bobby and Leah are just, you know, and that's how Huck is. Huck could fight the world. And I was so impressed watching him go up against these much bigger boys. The kid has no fear. And that's amazing. And I didn't get to see half the games because I'm on the air until 6 o'clock. And when I would get there, you'd be sitting right there with Bobby watching the game. Now, I'm so curious. Do you often run up to the wives of the men that you have affairs with?
Well, I don't normally have affairs.
I mean, it seems kind of strange that the two of you would.
And I've said this before. I love Bobby. I just love her. She's precious.
She likes you too.
She taught me so much about basketball.
Well, I told her 1,000 that she ought to be coaching because she knows. Yeah. More than some of the coaches.
She knew more
do
than you at times.
Oh, no. She knows way more than me. Yeah. I didn't grow up with basketball. She did. She was the cheerleader coach for basketball and was a cheerleader in basketball. So, I mean, she probably has sat through 500 games in her life at least.
You could tell.
Yeah. And that's just her. She's smart about this stuff.
She knew what she was talking about.
But when all this came out again, I thought, what's the best way to handle this? And again, as long as they didn't drag your name into it, I was going to fight it behind the scenes, whatever. Say, oh, yeah, the guy's filed a lawsuit. Here we go. But when Neil Gordon did that, I have never in my life, that's the oddest, strangest thing that I've ever seen. And it reminded me about a lot of the crap that they tried to do to Trump back when they were throwing everything, and you know, but the kitchen sink at him without there being any substantiation to it. You know, that's the crazy part. And that's exactly what Fowler has done here. And he needed somebody in the media to hit the trigger. And damned if he didn't find Neil Gordon to do it. God bless him.
Well, and that's why I asked Neil, like, I sent him a message and said, the only thing I want when all of this comes out is a public apology.
Well, don't say that, because you may be entitled to more for all said and done with, particularly where Fowler is concerned. And, you know, again, you get in the situation where you can't get blood out of a turnip. I don't know, man. This is strange. This is very unusual. But again, having faced Ryan B in the past and a few of the other folks that I faced,
but
with attorneys,
messages where he wanted me to ask you to help him when all of this stuff like came out. I think I've sent you those. I know I sent them to Scott Hudson as well.
God bless you. Keep your chin up, okay?
Thank you
for coming by.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.